Rax Postdoc Podcast is brought to you with the compliments of the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons and leading financial services organisation, the Bongiorno National Network, the preferred choice for medical professionals across Australia. It wasn't long ago that writing letters, sending faxes and making phone calls were the most common ways to communicate. Today, we take for granted the ease with which we can almost instantly connect with people via the internet, keeping updated on everything our colleagues and friends are doing. The college itself has embraced social media platforms to connect and keep fellows and trainees informed. Rax's digital media coordinator, Agron Doughty, helps unpack the most common social media apps and how to get the most from them. If you do use social media, be careful, warns Agron. Be professional and ensure you adhere to online etiquette, he says. First, Chris Ashmore asks Agron, how ubiquitous is social media today?
The number of worldwide users at the moment is set to reach 3 billion from now until 2021. The biggest number of users that we see is on Facebook, which has 1 billion active monthly users, and as at 2017, had more than 2.2 billion monthly active users around the globe. Facebook's big appeal is that it allows you to maintain friends list, keep in contact with friends and family, as well as upload photos and chat with people in your network.
Right. Well, another significant social media tool, I suppose, is Twitter.
That's right. It is another one that has a huge following. It's an online news and social networking site where people communicate in short messages called tweets that are limited to 280 characters or less. And it's a blend of instant messaging, blogging and texting, but with brief content and a broad audience. Twitter's big appeal is how scam-friendly it is. So you can track hundreds of interesting Twitter users and read their content with a glance, which is ideal for our fast-paced modern world. It not only allows you to share your thoughts, but also connect with people or topics of interest, just like surgery. So what's truly amazing is the number of people already on Twitter. There are currently 1.3 billion accounts, and if Twitter was a country, it'd be the second most populous after China. There are 500 million tweets sent each day, which equates to 6,000 tweets every second.
Wow. The college is on Twitter.
We are.
What other social media platforms does the college use?
In addition to Twitter, we're also on Facebook and LinkedIn.
Well, this is a good segue then into LinkedIn. That's a different platform, obviously, with a different purpose.
That's right. So I'm sure many listeners would have heard the term LinkedIn being thrown around by people at work or even a friend who's on the hunt for a new job. So LinkedIn is a business-focused social media platform now considered the world's largest professional network with almost 600 million users worldwide. The platform's used by anyone who's looking to grow their careers and connect with other professionals. So one way you can think of LinkedIn is as a high-tech equivalent of going to a traditional networking event where you'd go and meet each other in person, talk a little bit about what you do and exchange business cards. But on LinkedIn, you add connections similar to how you would friend someone on Facebook. You exchange messages and you have all your professional experience and achievements laid out in a neatly organized profile to show to other users. So it's great for getting back in touch with old colleagues, using your profile as an online resume, if you will, finding and applying to jobs, connecting with new professionals, and it's even useful for blogging about a topic that you love.
Well, you mentioned networking, and that's certainly something that is available and easy to use with LinkedIn. But with other social media, is networking available, or can people utilize networking opportunities on those other platforms? And if so, how?
Social media is great for networking. It's one of the main ways that it's used. Previous generations had to connect with their colleagues by writing letters or by long-distance phone calls, whereas now you can connect with peers locally and around the globe instantaneously via social media. There's been an uptake in surgery as well. So a 2014 study of Australian physicians revealed that 75% of them participated in social media, with the majority reporting active use at least once a week. The research also shows us that the use of Twitter to discuss surgery is growing. A 2018 study found that vascular surgery tweets have increased by an annual average of 77.8% from 2015 to 2017, with the number of users tweeting about vascular surgery increasing by 55.3% over the same period. A way that social media has been used as a tool to unite surgeons has been via the hashtag #ILookLikeASurgeon and the hashtag #WomenInSurgery campaigns, which continue to shine a spotlight on positive female surgical role models to engage and inspire future surgeons. The movement was started by female surgeons and has spanned continents and cultures, with many surgeons providing us with a window into their unique stories. So as we can see, social media platforms give surgeons and other healthcare professionals the opportunity to network with their community without being limited by geography or resources.
Now, social media is so ubiquitous these days, and it's taking over traditional media, which is where years ago you'd find out most of your information. But social media is a place of learning as well. Is that right?
It is. So social media has been very good in giving people availability to information, and it's transformed the way that people in the medical profession both find and absorb educational information. Medical journals, just like the ANZ Journal of Surgery or even The Lancet, are using social media to participate in the online medical community. It's also been useful for events. So in the past, arranging to attend major medical conferences were serious planning events that required the person to be physically on site. And if you missed the conference, you had to wait months for access to the materials, and you could have missed out on important developments that have happened in that time. Whereas fast forward to 2019, and attendees from all around the world can attend, in air quotes, these meetings in real time via Twitter and actively contribute to discussions through social media and follow developments presented at the meeting without delays. These online discussions provide an avenue for rapid, free-flowing exchange of ideas and open up the meeting to many more people, not just those who are physically at the meeting. Now, you might have seen an official hashtag being promoted during the last conference or meeting you attended. For example, at RACS we started the hashtag RACS18 hashtag to create a mini community during the 2018 RACS Annual Scientific Congress. And we've done the same thing for the 2019 ASC, and we've created the RACS19 hashtag. So last year, delegates were able to start and join conversations under the hashtag RACS18 hashtag on the latest research, workplace issues, diversity and inclusion, mental health, and even whether using Twitter during conference sessions takes away from learning. A few delegates even had their Twitter handle on their name tag, which in terms of networking enabled them to connect with one another and keep in contact even after the event ended.
Now, one thing that people do have to be careful of, I suppose, is keeping things professional and respectful when they're on social media. Is that right?
That's right. As with any form of media, social media should be approached professionally. Be aware and comply with any social media usage guidelines and policies in your workplace and or professional bodies that you are a part of. Information that you can put online can leave a permanent mark. One way to think of social media is as an instant press conference. Be cautious about what you post and remember that what you say on social media cannot be taken back or scrubbed from the internet. And make sure you don't share any information that is confidential, any untrue statements about others that could damage their reputation. And if you're not sure about whether you should say something online, use the elevator test. If you wouldn't say it in an elevator full of people, don't say it on social media. There will be people on social media who have different views to you. It's important that you're respectful in all your interactions, even with those who disagree with you. Now, with that being said, be authentic, have fun, and don't be afraid to engage. The only way to create meaningful relationships over social media is to be genuine and be yourself.
Good advice. Now, for those who are listening who might struggle with not knowing much about social media and they'd like to open an account, if you use Twitter as an example, how do you open a Twitter account?
The good news is that getting started is easy. Accounts are free and only take minutes to set up. So what you do is download the social networking app that you like, whether it be Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn, set up a profile, fill out the About You or bio section with some info about yourself, and start following the people in your social and professional circles. If you're unsure of the ins and outs of certain platforms, get started by creating an account and following similar profiles to get an idea of the types of content that people are posting. You might want to just observe and test out particular features like posting and deleting before becoming active on your account. And after you're signed up and ready to go, remember to follow us on social media by searching for @RACSurgeons or the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons to receive all the latest news and updates.
Well, that's the most important thing. Now, you mentioned before about being respectful and professional, but what are some of the other do's and don'ts when it comes to social media?
Don't give your social media passwords to anyone. Don't upload anything you wouldn't want everyone to see. Don't post something that'll leave a poor reflection of yourself and your workplace. Don't use anyone else's likeness or identity online, and don't provide your location or personal address on social media. However, do use a strong password and check your privacy settings. Be aware of what your information is being used for and investigate exactly what information those third-party add-ons or settings will be privy to. Monitor your privacy settings and user agreements to better understand how your data is accessed. Do interact online, but remember to model good behaviour. Our online activity may feel private, but we all know it leaves a permanent mark. And lastly, do network and have fun. Like, reply and repost all over social media.
Agron Doughty, Digital Media and Internal Communications Coordinator at RACS. RAC's Post-Op Podcast is brought to you with the compliments of the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons and leading financial services organisation, the Buongiorno National Network, the preferred choice for medical professionals across Australia. You can reach the Buongiorno National Network on +613 9863 3111.